You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome in episode 324 of the Sources Say Podcast, your go-to Kentucky basketball and recruiting podcast on the Growing KSR Podcast Network. I am your host, Jack Pilgrim of Kentucky Sports Radio. Very excited to be joined here live on the scene with my guy, Stephen Peake. We don't get to do this often, but when we do, it's an absolute joy. You guys know him. You guys love him as the most passionate UK fan that you and I both know. So, Stephen, what are the vibes like? We're here in Pittsburgh. It's been an eventful first day here at the Drury Plaza Inn, I believe, where the food is free, the drinks are free, there's breakfast, there's dinner. I've never had a dining experience like this where you just get these little meal tickets and cards for drinks and all this fun stuff. So yeah, I'm thoroughly enjoying the 5:30 kickback here at the Drury Plaza.
5:30 kickback. It'll be like staying anywhere else. This won't be the same. Did you pay the dollar for this? I didn't.
It goes straight to your room. So it's one of those things where you don't even like realize it's happening. It's like free money. Money doesn't exist if it just goes to the room.
Right.
Stephen, day one is in the books where we get open practice for both teams, Oakland and Kentucky. We got open locker room access. I know the first takeaway that you had personally, the one that I noticed immediately as well, walking into the Oakland locker room, it was cramped, very, very unbelievably tight. And Kentucky had like a red carpet rolled out for them, just the home locker room, obviously, but the visitor, the game's being played at the Pittsburgh Penguins venue, and they don't do the visitor locker room any favors. So they're not going to be very comfortable going into tomorrow's matchup regardless.
No, they have a closet for a locker room. Now, I know they have like, what, four locker rooms because there's other teams in there and stuff. So like, but that visiting locker room was really tight. And then you go to Kentucky's and it's like, oh, well, that's what you get the higher seed, you get a three seed, you get the spacious locker room. Very different vibes. Kentucky, when they ended their session with the media, they all got hyped listening to the new basketball anthem for Kentucky basketball. What's it called again?
Oh, the Wildcat Waterboys?
Wildcat Waterboys.
Waterboys, yeah. Excellent stuff. That's what NIL is all about. If we can have a program to the level of the managers getting NIL dollars because of creating absolute bangers of NIL commercials with this pool company, you know what? The future is bright for the future basketball generation. So there's a lot of fun, a lot of excitement going into this week. I know there's a lot at stake. There's a lot of, you know, going into the meaning behind this, but we'll talk about that when the time comes about wins and losses and what, you know, the next step after that. But in terms of today and what the vibe was around the team, we got to be there in the locker room interviewing the team beforehand. We got to see shoot around, open practice. Let's start there. What was your opinion on shoot around, open practice? For my money, I think they were unbelievably loose.
Yes, very loose. I thought that there was last year felt like it was a little bit more tight. This year, Rob is joking around with Calipari at one point. I don't know, Cal says something to him, and Rob's doing like fadeaways. I don't know if Cal's like, yeah, we don't need you practicing that. You know, he's taking tough shots. But they were going back and forth, joking around. All the players were having fun. Reed is practicing celebrations when he hits a three. You know, just the vibes were great. I watched Justin Edwards and Jordan Burks go one-on-one towards the end of it, and that was fun. And they were both getting after it. And I think it reminds me, I got to get Justin his video. He asked for me to send it to his Instagram. He had a nice little move, get a little ball fake to Jordan, got him up in the air and hit a three on him. So he wants that. He wants that for the highlight reels. But yeah, the vibes are very good. I got to credit John Calipari for what seems like he's created an environment where the guys are not so tense, because it's tense in Big Blue Nation. And we've talked about this for the last 2 years. You know, John Calipari said, I don't listen to the clutter. He does. I just learned for a fact he listens to the clutter. So I know he listens to the clutter. He's not going to watch this. But he absolutely is listening to it, and he's making sure though that his player, it's not filtering down to his players, that he's filtering the message to some degree, because these guys don't look tense. And if there's anything we've learned from a couple years ago, I mean, that what that can do for a game like we're gonna have tomorrow.
I'll tell you what, I watch Oakland's shoot around and I've never
What was the quote you get? What was the tweet you gave before St. Peter's?
Dude, it was the dumbest thing I've ever said in my life.
Well,
I can't believe it happened. No, I said some just absolute moronic stuff like they're dead. They're walking into this thing like they're going into a funeral. Just the vibes are low energy. They're undersized. I said it was the worst shoot around I've ever seen in my life, and it ended up being like the most historical moment of our lives of like this is why we don't run your mouth. This is why we don't say dumb things. So I will never say anything of that magnitude again. I didn't even watch Oakland's shoot around today because I don't even want to like imprint it into my head about how they may or may not have been looking, what the vibes were like, what the energy is like. I'm never again.
We might know how their vibes are like though from talking to some of their guys.
It was interesting. So this week, Greg Campy, Oakland's coach, who's been there for like 96 years, longtime friend of John Calipari, made some headlines talking about Kentucky and why this matchup is one that he was really, really rooting for. When the bracket selection show came out and his school's name popped up at that 13 slot or 14 slot, and when the three came up, he was hoping that it was going to be Kentucky. Now, he backtracked a little bit today, and it was a little bit disingenuous. Like, we need to also kind of realize that what he says, he said, and how that got kind of skewed a little bit isn't why Big Blue Nation was up in arms for what he said. So he said, well, I said that I wanted this Kentucky matchup because it's Kentucky. Why would you not want to go up against a Blue Blood? We're 7 o'clock on CBS, you know, prime time opportunity for this program. Why would you not want your program to be under a spotlight? That's a great quote. That's a great, all nothing wrong with that. The issue, Greg, is that you then took it a step farther and talked about the personnel and why Kentucky doesn't have a low pro scoring presence, and why if you're able to run them off the three-point line, how you have a chance to pull off the upset, and how it's time to go make some magic. Like, it was that fans are kind of looking into, and it's like, well, why is our front court taking an unnecessary shot going into this matchup? So that's where that came from. It was a personnel criticism that led to some of the ruffling of feathers. I asked Trey Mitchell about his thoughts on the ruffling of feathers and you know what he exactly said. I want to give the exact quote for context. He said, most importantly, they don't score in the post. For a mid-major, that's an Achilles heel when you play teams that can score in the post. It really affects you defensively. So since they don't score in the post, our ability to maybe guard the three and to keep the game slow, we have a chance. We really do. If we can just keep the game slow and take the three away from them. So that has nothing to do with the spotlight or CBS or 7
it's
o'clock.
Really specific.
Then Trey Mitchell responded, and you could tell that he was pretty frustrated. You could sense that once it was, you know, he had seen the quote. He knew of the situation. He tried to play it cool initially. And then I think the more he thought about it in the level of disrespect, that it wasn't just like attacking him and his abilities. It was also attacking Ugo. It was attacking Z. It was attacking Adu Thiro. It was attacking everybody in that make up the front court. You can see where that would, you know, the disrespect and the offensiveness, how you could take that personally. And you could see he was seething. Like, he was, you could kind of tell he was building himself up as the minute long quote or whatever came out. I think there's one guy I'm keeping a very close eye on tomorrow. It is Trey Mitchell, because I think he's looking to prove something, that he is the low post scoring threat that apparently Oakland's coach says that Kentucky does not have.
Yeah, and actually, we'll play that quote for you right now.
Option for Kentucky, is that something that you take personally, or did you even have a situation?
You know, coach is going to say what they want to say. You know, I'm not going to speak too much on it now, but it is what it is. You know, you can have your opinions, you can have your viewpoints, and I'll let the game do the talking at the end of the day. I mean, it's one thing to to speak how you feel, but I feel like there's another level to it when a little bit of disrespect comes into play, because it's not just me. It was basically just like we have no inside presence whatsoever. You know, we have some unbelievable talent on our team, in our seven footers, me, a dude. We have some unbelievable players, and I just feel like it should have been at least acknowledged. But at the end of the day, you're gonna have your opinions, and our game will speak.
I loved it. I love that was Trey's response, and you can tell in what he's saying there. He's sort of biting his tongue a little bit. I think there's more that he wants to say. Well, here's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping, as he says in that quote, he'll say the rest of it on the basketball court. And we've needed Trey Mitchell. You know, Cal, I remember vividly being on the floor of the Tennessee game, and Cal looked at Trey and he said, "I need you today. I need you." We need Trey Mitchell. If this is going to be a long tournament run, they need senior Trey Mitchell to step up, and I think this might be the fuel that he needs. We could look back at this and be like, well, that's the thing that kind of woke Trey Mitchell up, or maybe, like you said, all of them, because they're being called out by you know, Oakland's head coach, but it wasn't just Oakland's head coach that got a little chesty today.
Yeah. When talking about like the level of excitement, where his coach may have seen, the door cracked open a little bit of like, okay, that's where we go to attack. When asked about that, the team, you know, had some pretty fair assessments and said, well, again, I don't think it was a personal thing, but some of the things that we do well, we'd like to think that that's something that, you know, Kentucky doesn't do as well. Jack Golkey, the guy that ran his mouth a little bit, and on our way out of the locker room even said, dang, I talked some shit, didn't I? So, like, we know that they were trying to hype that up a little bit, but talking about his team's three-point shooting abilities, him, you know, himself, he's one of the best shooters in college basketball, enters the postseason NCAA tournament as the with the most makes from deep in the entire field. So he's earned a little bit of leeway, if you will, of, you know, being able to kind of talk his talk. But he said, you know, that's the number one shooting team in college basketball, but for my money, I think we shoot a little bit better. Like, that's what he said. So it was like, okay, there's that one. And he was just, you know, talking about, I asked, you know, why are you so confident as a shooter? Where does that come from? And he was like, well, I just feel like once I get past half court, I'm comfortable pulling up. Like, that takes work, that takes effort. That takes just a huge sample size of work and reps that you don't, like, you can't fake that. That takes just a long sustained period of getting shots up in the gym and spending countless hours. And he just said, I believe that I've spent more hours in the gym than anybody I go up against. So I can see where the confidence comes from. And when you have the numbers and volume that you are, you know, a guy like him has been able to achieve, you deserve a little bit of leeway. But there was just a level of confidence in that locker room. I don't know if it was projecting. I don't know if it was like a false level of confidence that you're almost like, you know, when you're trying to overcompensate for something, like, There were some of those vibes where they're almost going above and beyond, going extra, but they're loose. They're confident. That's something that I think we should be keeping an eye on going into tomorrow.
Yeah, and I mean, I get it. You're not going to come out and say, well, they're Kentucky and they're just going to kick our ass. Like, you're not going to say that. You're going to, and these are,
that's the counter to all of this.
Yeah, and they're leaning on the fact that they have upperclassmen who played basketball longer than Kentucky's guys have played basketball. So they do have the experience. He has put in, you know, they do put in the extra hours because they're older and they have extra hours of life. So there you go. But they, I will say this, they know they're playing Kentucky. They said the bluest of blue bloods. They know what this is. They know Kentucky doesn't win one NCAA tournament game in 4 years. They know that Kentucky is supposed to win tournament games and to go on long runs. They know that they should just be a next stop in a long tournament run for the Kentucky Wildcats. That's what I think they actually know. But because, again, they play at Oakland, and no disrespect, up until a few hours ago, I thought that this was, they were in California. I didn't even know where St. Peter's was, though. I didn't even know that was a school.
It's
honestly.
like Huron Bay, not the Bay Bay.
Yeah. So, I didn't know who St. Peter's was. Here's where I'm at on this game. I went into the St. Peter's game. I hate that we keep bringing this up, but this is the first time, well, since then, that Kentucky's been one of those top seeds that has to play a double-digit seed that you should beat. I went into that game that Thursday night, interested in the game, but just like, this isn't a high level of stimulus.
We're focused on the round of 32 game. Yeah. What is Murray?
Is Murray State going to win?
Can't get enough of Murray State. That was the...
Yeah, is Murray State going to beat San Francisco? And then we're going to have the very first Kentucky-Murray State game. It was just like, all right, Murray State's got to do their part. Kentucky's, Sharpie, they're in the second round. It's so weird to be here. And I've talked with a lot of Kentucky fans all day today, and they all kind of echoed the same thing. Isn't it strange that Kentucky is playing a 14 seed, and we are all like, man, I hope they win. It's a weird vibe, but it's just kind of where it's at. It just feels like there's so much, again, the players may not be feeling it. Again, they look like they shouldn't. They're not responsible for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
There's only a few people within the program that are, and they are not. So there's no, like, if they lose a single elimination game, I cannot be mad at these individual players because this tournament is random. Just like I'm not mad at Kellen Grady for Kentucky losing to St. Peter's. I think personally they're going to run them off the floor tomorrow. There's just that little bit now, that little seed of doubt that I feel like the fan base has just because that happened. But that happens. Duke had it happen twice in 3 years. Let's not be Duke. Let's not be Coach K. We're better than Coach K, right?
Yeah. It's an interesting feeling because I think there is an overwhelming level of confidence going into this where I did like the looseness. I liked the vibe of the team. If you watch the Mic'd Up with Rob Dillingham, Rob was just goofing off and being silly and just being his Rob self. And you had Reed Shepard coming over and saying, what is a fish without an eye? And then Rob runs over, hits a three and yells back. Like, the vibes are good. There's not a level of like, oh no, what is the gravity of all of this? Which is all we ask for. Just play these games, enjoy each other's company, just survive in advance. It doesn't have to be pretty, just keep moving forward.
And, 1 point win.
That's what we'll take. But I like the mindset. I like the vibe of how this it all feels. So I do feel confident. I do. I'm not going to make any guarantees. Like, we're past that point, and that's just trust that has to be built back up with a continued success that we just have not seen as of late. So, but there is a level of confidence around this program right now that does have you feeling pretty good going into this. Let's knock out a couple of things and we'll just keep this show moving forward. Say goodbye to Busted Brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tournament, whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed. It's time to go dancing on America's number one sports book right now. New customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick who is going to win it all. Make sure that's Kentucky. Just visit FanDuel.com/Pilgrim and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. 21 and older and present in Kentucky. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Steven, I didn't get to see Cal up close and personal. I know you saw a little bit, a lot of Pittsburgh talk, a lot of, this event means something to him because it's back home for him. Orlando Antigua played here, coached at Pitt, and then Adu Thiero and Trey Mitchell both from here as well. What was the vibe that you got from Cal at the podium? Confident, tight, loose. What was the vibe that he gave off? And obviously, we got quotes from Trey Mitchell and Adu Thiero as well about their homecoming.
Yeah, you know, there was a, when you all might have saw this more, but I know there's like a dude's like coach came down and like there was a bunch of people I know they were talked about how everybody is asking them for tickets and they're like, we can only give you so many tickets. But and that's great, because like what I noticed too is that there weren't a ton of Kentucky fans at the open practice like there usually is. Part of that could be, we talked with Tyler Thompson about this, and he said, well, the game's not till 7:10 on a Friday, so very good possibility people just come up. Because it's the Big Blue Nation. It's not. They didn't just like not going to show up to the NCAA tournament. We know they'll be there. But I saw a few groups around town today. But as far as like you were asking me about Cal and being tense. Like I said, I saw him kind of joking around with Rob. He shot a half court shot at the end of the shoot around.
Came up a little bit short.
A little short.
A little hair short.
It's all right. He had it back in the day. We know that. What was interesting to me was when we were talking with Trey Mitchell, and he was talking about how Cal yells at some of these freshmen and they get like the, oh shit. And then Trey has to like, no, here's what he wants you to do. When I watch this, can I stop talking? This is the last thing I'm gonna say about St. Peter's. This is it. This is the last thing. I'm not gonna watch the game anymore. I went to Murray State. I feel like I should have a St. Peter's tattoo, you know? It made me think about that game. And there was a point in the game when they panned over to the... I wasn't at it. I was watching it on TV. When they panned to Cal, and he is screaming. And I just thought, like, he thinks they can lose. This was, like, early second half. And Kentucky, I think, had the lead. And it made me worry through the screen. I can only imagine what the... So I know that this tournament means a lot for Cal and his legacy. And you know, I just hope... If you just let these guys play, and he's talking about keeping that pressure off of them, I hope that translates into the game tomorrow, and that there isn't, because the fact that way Trey was saying that is like, it actually sounds like it does sort of affect how the players. I mean, am I out of line here? Does that? I mean, he didn't say that, but it just sounds like the way that Trey said he has to like sort of, hey, calm down. This is what he, because it sounds like when they get that initial Cal reaction, it's like it makes them. Like, kind of, you know, just respond. I don't want to say that, like, he's making them play bad. I definitely don't want to. That's not what I'm saying. I just kind of wonder what that is doing. And if maybe we talk about not letting them, not looking at the clutter and all of that stuff, does that also need to be adjusted? Because, you know, we don't want them to be tight. This team is good. Just play basketball. It's just a basketball game. You've been doing it. For the last, how long have these guys been playing? Like eight, longer than that, like a decade. They've been playing this game and playing it well. So just, it's another basketball game. Just go play ball.
Yeah, and I think that's why it was so important seeing just the vibe of the open practice and seeing what they were like in the locker room and the way they, you know, were they going to be big-eyed, just nervous deer in the headlights? Like, was that going to be the vibe that they gave off, or was it going to be confidence? Was it going to be, you know, talking to Reed Shepherd about, like, hey, what was the message that you're...
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Your parents kind of gave you going into this, and it's just like, hey, man, like, you only get this once in a blue moon. Like, this is why we do this. This is our why. As a Kentucky basketball player playing for the front of your jersey, this is the why. So hearing them talk about their March Madness moments and, you know, asking Reed Shepherd, like, hey, how cool was it when the TV rolled in on, you know, second period or whatever it was back in, well, I guess back then, shoot, I guess he could have been any time recently, but for him having that experience where the teachers rolling in the TV to watch the games and, you know, your favorite March Madness moment, where were you in the when Kentucky won the 2012 championship, little things like that, it kind of brought a naivety to it, maybe like a,
yeah,
we're like an innocence to it, I think, where they they're just so fresh, so new. They don't know the weight of it because they've never experienced it. So it's almost like just another game. That was the vibe I got from open practice, that they were just going out there shooting the same shots that they always shoot, same shoot around, same half court shots, same vibe. That was the vibe I got in the locker room talking to them, because it sounded like the same Reed Shepherd I was talking to in that locker room was the same one I talked to after the Tennessee game or whatever. So the mood is where it needs to be, approaching a very important game that I think they know is, it doesn't feel like, you brought up that point earlier about like the gravity of each of these individual games. I don't know if it's a, we just got to get past this first one the way it was last year. It's more of like, just what is the end goal? What does the, can they live up to that potential? Can they, you know, do they truly have their eyes on Phoenix? And my gut is yes. Talking to the players, a lot of the questions and answers were directed on Phoenix and what a Final Four would mean and how excited they are to have that possibility of going to the Final Four. And, you know, talking to Antonio Reese, how have you grown since the minute you arrived on campus? What did, you know, learning from the Kansas State game last year, just what that March run kind of did to you and your morale and maturity to approach this next year, to be able to talk to the players about, hey, here's what you avoid, here's what you don't do. It just felt like they lived and learned. You know, Adu Thiro had a great quote where, I was like, so what did you learn from last year and how are you building that toward this year? He said, well, I get to write my own chapter in this story. It's not just me sitting there watching it unfold. I know that I'm a crucial part of this team, where if there's a chapter being written about this book, I got a paragraph. That's a cool thing where it's an inspiration. It's a level of like, I'm ready to make an impact on this run. Not somebody else hit the big shot, somebody else do this. There's just a lot of talk about, we got a lot of dudes in this room that can impact the game in a positive way. Now it's about just doing it. Now it's about going out onto this floor, where Rob was going, man, these rims are a little soft. Yeah. I'm liking the vibe. Like, all of that stuff at play has me feeling the way I need to be going into a March game, which hopefully for the first time since doing this, I will get to go to my first second weekend. That's the goal. That's in my head. I just want to know what that looks like and then just kind of keep surviving and advancing. And let's see us go to Phoenix.
Yeah. And in years past, I think I have always looked several games ahead, and it's so weird, man. My brain won't let me do it. My brain is just like, you got to win this one first. Like, I, even before, like, I would think about, okay, well, who's their Elite Eight matchup going to be? That seems so far away at this point that it just, like, I'm not worrying about it. I'm worrying about, let's get past this first game. Let's do it. And I would love to do it in a convincing fashion, but hey, a 1-point win in the tournament, if you win by a total of 6 points through the entire tournament, I'm perfectly fine with it if you won all 6 games. So I'm really excited, because this team, last year, there was a path, and we didn't know that it was going to open up the way it did with Purdue. So there was a path, but they were a 6 seed. We knew they were limited. This year's team, we know they have the talent. Mm-hmm. We know that they have the talent to at least get to Phoenix. And I mean, they have the talent to cut down nets. We know that. This team has proven to us time and time again that they are elite. Just, can we package it all together? I know Cal said he has some more tweaks, and I'm anxious. I'm anxious to see it, because the Oakland guys were talking about how, like, we have 90 plays. You can't prepare for us. And our defense, you all call it a 2-3 and a 1-3-1. I love this dude right here. Man, he is, how do you pronounce his last name? Jack
Golkey.
I love him. He has the Calipari-ness to him. He's like, you guys are out there saying we're doing 2-3 and 1-3-1. But no, we got our own little defense you've never even heard of before. And it's a blend of the two. And I'm anxious. I'm anxious for the game, but I'm anxious really just to, like, get through the game. Get me to Friday, so I can just, that's when I'll start thinking about Texas Tech or an NC State and what's going to happen after that.
Ooh, we'll see. I want to see you, BBN. I want to see you here with our friends at Game Time. You should not have to worry when you're buying tickets to your next big event. Now isn't the time for guesswork. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee, Game Time does all the hard work for you. Game Time has the deals on tickets right up to the start of the event, and even an hour after it starts, it is the place to find last-minute seats, find exclusive flash deals, and sponsor deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. Steven, I'm looking right now. There's a get-in price, all in, after taxes, after everything, $112 to get into the venue and watch your Kentucky Wildcats in the NCAA tournament. Those are the precious memories. That's the family, that taking your young child that's going to remember this for the rest of your life. $112. Are those memories worth $112 for you? They are for me. So make sure you use our friends at Game Time. Game Time guarantee means you will always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the different tickets.
Wait, really? I know I've been producing a show, but just I didn't realize that. You said 110%. So you even get less off? Is that right?
No.
Explain it to me. Explain it to me like I'm five. How much money? So if I find a cheaper price, I can just tell them and they'll.
So if you find a cheaper price, which you won't, because Game Time is perfect in every way. But if there is a minor slip up or whatever, they will credit you 100%. So match it. Okay. While also going 10% beyond that.
It's a pretty good deal.
How can you even argue that? That is, it's unbeatable. There's a reason for that. That's why you gotta take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code KSR for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code KSR for $20 off. Download Game Time to get today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. I believe I also have Factor meals this week, which I'm a big fan of Factor, in case you guys didn't know. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating eat better every single day. Wherever your tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. Literally, I got a box on my front porch, vacuum sealed with dry ice and a perfect presentation. I could not believe it. You'll have over 35 options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan, and veggie, and more. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. What are you waiting for? Get started today and have a feel-good week of meals ready to go. Two-minute meals, fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. Snacks, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. Sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/KSR50 and use code KSR50 to get 50% off. That's code KSR50 at factormeals.com/KSR50 to get 50% off. These deals, I just can't even believe
it. Oh, dude, look at this. This is great. It's like this chicken. Jacqueline and I are trying to meal prep more because it's March. We're busy.
Doesn't pay attention because I've been expressing to him, hey, what's the best meal prep opportunity you could possibly have? It's with our friends at Factor. So, Steven, buddy,
I'm locked in now.
I need you to lock in like the cats in March. We are here. It's March Madness. It's survive in advance time. There is no tomorrow is not promised. It's only today. So why not bet on yourself with Factor? Like that's the only way to go. Make sure
you combine the FanDuel and the Factor to get the bet on yourself. Galaxy brain over here.
Steven, man, this is a big week, but this team is prepared for this week. I feel very good about it. Any closing thoughts? Last minute thoughts about any hunches about how tomorrow goes? What you need from this team? What you're looking for? Any key takeaways for what the Cats need to do to survive in advance?
Well, I think the first thing is, if you get down early, let's not panic. You're better. Kentucky's better, and they're gonna win. And I know they are the better team. Like, there's a reason that they're wearing the Kentucky uniform. There's a reason that NBA scouts are in love with a lot of these players. And I honestly haven't checked in the NBA draft boards. I don't think there's many Oakland guys on it, and no disrespect to them. They won the Horizon League.
He said that he had five NBA players in the last 15 years.
Well, five in
15 years. Cal has $4 billion in NBA contracts right now.
Wow. So, yeah, and I think that Kentucky comes out. There's always that first game, little jitters, those 18-year-olds, even Reed and Rob coming off the bench, just like for both of them. And for Reed, it feels like this has been a moment he's been, waiting for since he was, 6 years old back when Kentucky won the national title. He was 6 years old when Kentucky won
Was he
national.
Six?
I just did 18 minus 12.
I asked him where he was when Kentucky won the 2012 championship. He was like, oh,
I don't remember,
man.
But I'll never forget. Yeah. I think that's what he said.
It was an unforgettable moment. What was I doing again?
Yeah.
Oh, really cool, man. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I think it's pretty clear what the meaning behind all of this is and what is kind of leaning on this, what all goes into this going into the week. So,
are you nervous?
I'm nervous to get there. I'm ready to get the ball tipped.
Yeah.
All of this, just passing the time until tip off is kind of stressing me out a little bit. So
yeah.
I'm just ready to get there, see what this is like, see what this team does, and show that they are built for March. Last thought, the early vibe of Pittsburgh. I've never been here before, so this is an interesting thing. What do you think about the Yinzers up here?
A lot of people have told us not to walk around here at night. So, do we need to walk around here with a camera to see what they're talking about? Because there have been multiple people who are like, dude, don't, what are you doing?
The beautiful sights and sounds of Pittsburgh.
They're like, don't walk around in the dark. So, it's cold. Learned that the hard way. I walked to Target to get a cable that we're not able to use and caught a hoodie while I was there because it was snowing here. So I'm not a big fan of the weather. Beautiful city. I did love how when you come in, you go through that tunnel through the mountain and it is, there's this huge city right in front of you and it's beautiful. I mean, the architecture is beautiful and we'll get a better feel for that, I guess, when we go out tonight.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of
fun.
So
if you see us tomorrow, everything was okay.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully we make it through unscathed. Steven, this has been a blast, man. Hopefully we have more reason to celebrate moving forward. We promised a week of shows. We're going to continue to do more things and kind of give a day-to-day breakdown of what's going on. Vibe around the city, vibe around the fan base. We need more fans. Go use our friends at Game Time and make sure you're a part of this experience. We want you to be a part of it. Steven, this has been a blast. Thank you so much for joining me tonight on Sources Say. Hopefully we have several more to come. Where can fans find your work?
It's a great site, KentuckySportsRadio.com. But if you want more specifically, KSR YouTube, Kentucky Sports Radio, type it into YouTube.
Subscribe. KSR Digital, I believe, is the actual...
Yeah, it's watch KSR. I changed
something
it.
Something like that.
I changed it last year. So it's youtube.com/@watchKSR. I don't know why YouTube does that. You know what? Just go to YouTube, type in Kentucky Sports Radio.
You'll find
KSR,
it.
You'll
We're not that
out.
Hard to find. If you're watching it right now.
You're probably... Right. There you go. Exactly.
We're dumb. Sorry. We're just dumb human beings. All right. You can find me on Twitter @JackPilgrimKSR. Subscribe here. Subscribe to KSR Plus. We're having a blast. Going to be talking about the game extensively tomorrow. You do not want to miss it. Vibes from Pittsburgh there extensively. We will hopefully see you following a big win tomorrow. Please. Fingers crossed. Hopefully. Let's make it happen. We'll see you on Friday.